Running red lights at 6 Greater Sudbury intersections will soon result in more tickets being issued, with red light cameras going live on September 21. There is nothing more important than the safety of our residents, Mayor Brian Bigger said in a media release issued by the city. Red light cameras are proven to reduce right-angle collisions in intersections. This important program will make our roads a safer place for everyone, and I look forward to seeing the results. The cameras were installed earlier this summer, at which time they began drawing the public's attention despite not yet being equipped with the technology to issue tickets. Now that they've been fully set up and tested, tickets will begin being issued next week. They are located at the location of 6 intersections chosen based on the frequency of collisions: Paris Street at Cedar Street, Regent Street at Loches and Algonquin Roads, Municipal Road 80 at Dominion Drive, LaSalle Boulevard at Montrose Avenue, Paris Street at Centennial Drive, LaSalle Boulevard at Roy Avenue. The red light cameras include an automated system that detects and captures images of vehicles entering an intersection when the traffic light is red. In the city's media release, it's clarified that photographs are not taken when vehicles enter the intersection on a yellow light, or when the signal turns red while a vehicle is already in the intersection. The cameras will operate 24/7 and take 2 photographs of vehicles that enter the intersection after the traffic signal turns red, including one of the vehicle at the stop bar and one of the vehicle in the intersection. This program aims to alter driver behavior by decreasing red light running and, in turn, increasing safety, City General Manager of Growth and Infrastructure Tony Cicutti said, adding that data will be collected and reported back to City Council. Images are reviewed by a provincial offense officer working in the City of Toronto's Joint Processing Center. Once reviewed and certified, a ticket is issued to the vehicle's owner using the registered plate information, regardless of who was driving. Upon conviction, the only penalty is a $325 fine. No demerit points are issued and the registered owner's driving record is not impacted. Motorists can pay their tickets, set an early resolution meeting with a prosecutor, or go to trial. For more information on the cameras, visit the city's website by clicking here.